Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and Hotep, and welcome to the Word from the Point, Gold Cup Network, Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. My name is Kwame Benta, and once again, I am your host on this Monday, November the 9th, 2020, and we are broadcasting live once again from Henrico, Virginia, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do this show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the hope to share some information that will empower you, motivate you, and inspire you. Practice financial literacy so that you can take control of your family's financial future, live a life of abundance, and most importantly, help others along the way. What we do here is we share information that you normally do not get from the school system, you do not get from the corporate established news, because they do not want people who think critically, who have analytical skills. All they want is people who regurgitate information, who memorize sound bites and so forth, so that we can continue going down the same old path where the wealth gap continues to get wider and wider, where the 1% continues to get wealthier and wealthier, but the masses of the people on the planet struggle and struggle and struggle until they can't struggle anymore. But we have a better way. We have a better way than thinking that an elected official is going to save your day. I have seen so many sheeple who think that voting would help them live a better way. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way, people. It doesn't work that way. I want you to ask yourself, how well has voting for the evil of two lessers been working so far for the masses of the people who struggle from paycheck to paycheck, robbing Peter to pay Paul? Not too well, because that plan that they gave us is a plan for financial failure, plain and simple. It simply is. Most of us got that 40-40-40 plan. Go to school, get good grades so that you can go to college, go into debt, come out and look for a job. You spend 4 years in college, you get a piece of paper, you stress yourself trying to pass these tests, and then what do you get? A piece of paper to say that you've graduated. And now you got to go beg for a job. And most people, more than half the people that graduate from college, never even find a job in the field that they went to school for. So that's the plan that they give us, because they say if you go to college, then your chance of success will be greater. To a certain extent, that may be true, but there's so many people who haven't gone to college who live a life of abundance because, first of all, they didn't go into debt. They didn't start off in debt. And you see, debt is, for those who do not know, debt is the money of slavery. It basically is. People who are in debt are enslaved to the debtor. No ifs, ands, buts about it, because if you do not perform, you're going to lose everything that you owe money for. You know, people talk about, you know, I'm a homeowner. But you're not really a homeowner unless you pay that mortgage off. You're basically just still renting. Because if you don't pay that mortgage for a certain period of time, no matter how long you've been paying it, the bank will take it away from you. And guess what they'll do with it? They'll fix it up and then they'll sell it to somebody else. And by the time you finish paying off that 30-year mortgage, if you ever do, you're going to pay for that house about 3-4 times with interest. Another scam that they program us to follow. Unfortunately, we think that that is the only way to wealth. A lot of us think that home ownership is the answer to accumulating wealth. I'm not trying to tell anybody not to buy a home because I'm not a financial advisor. All I'm doing is sharing some information based on my studies and my research and listening and learning to people who know more than I know. You see, I realize the more I learn, the more I realize that I don't know. So I'm always learning. I'm always a student. I have books that I read on a constant basis. I order books. I got books that I haven't even read that I've ordered, but I will get to them, you know, because I know that information is vital. You see, for so long, the information that we know today has been hidden for so very long. I'm going to give you a personal example of my household, my family's household. My father, rest his soul, worked. When I was a youth, I remember him working two jobs most of the time, you know, two full-time jobs just trying to make ends meet. And then he finally, I believe he got a job working at the post office. And so that kind of put a little cushion there because, you know, the post office is a pretty good paying job. They got benefits and all these good things that a lot of jobs don't have. And so with that, he was able to buy his first home. I remember that home on Oak Street in Piscataway, New Jersey. We moved from East Orange, New Jersey to Piscataway. You know, we moved on up to the suburbs, you know. And I guess we lived a pretty good middle-class life. You know, we never needed or wanted anything, but he still was working them two jobs or a job and a half. And my mother, she worked also. So both parents kind of had to work in order to sustain us. This was during the 60s and the 70s. And so he decided he wanted to move back to Richmond. So he bought a house in Richmond. And you know when he bought this house, I guess it was in the mid-70s. That house, I think he spent maybe about no more than $30,000 for a brand new house, Laura West and Henrico County. But because of some issues with amongst some family members, he decided that he had to sell the house and move to another location so that one of my siblings could attend school because they was put out of school in Henrico County for disciplinary reasons. And so bought another house and lived there for a few years. And then my two oldest children, they were living there because, you know, I took custody of them and I was living with them. Then I moved out, but they didn't want the children to come live with me, so they wanted to keep the children. So when they got to high school time, my parents decided to sell a house and buy another house. So during this process of moving and selling, he's never able to pay off any house, to accumulate any wealth. He got a job here when he moved here with Virginia Power, which I believe paid pretty good, which has benefits, retirement plan, all those things. My dad lived to be 85 years old, and the older he got, the less wealth he was able to sustain, to accumulate, because of this thing called inflation. You see, he thought like everybody else thought, that if you put cash in the bank and save it, you're going to be okay. But you see, if you're trying to save paper, people, you're losing because of inflation. Inflation is robbing us of our wealth. The dollar has lost 98% of its buying power since it was created, which means that paper don't save. Fiat currency doesn't save. And historically, every fiat currency has returned zero. But see, he didn't know what we know today, that gold is money. Gold is a safe store of wealth and value. It's a place to build generational wealth, plain and simple. Do you know that in 1920, you could buy a brand-new vehicle for about $645 U.S.? And, of course, it didn't have all the bells and whistles and all those things that the car has today. But also, you can get that car for about a kilogram of gold. Well, fast forward to 2020, a brand new vehicle, nice car, probably cost you about $40,000. You know, and then That same kilogram of gold gets you that same vehicle and have a few thousand dollars left over. But most of us don't notice because the school system don't teach you what real money is. I've asked that question, and 99% of people can't even answer me when I ask them, what is real money? You know, or I ask them, how are you protecting your savings from confiscation through inflation? And they'll say, well, I'm investing in this. And I'm not talking about investing, it's about saving. You see, there's a difference between investing and saving. You see, when you invest, there's a risk of loss. When you save, there should be not no loss associated with saving. But if you're saving currency, U.S. dollars, any other fiat currency, because most of the currencies on the planet are tied to the U.S. dollar, because Nixon in 1971 temporarily suspended the convertibility of gold, the dollar to gold, in order to continue to create cash out of thin air to fund these wars abroad and at home, because he had to squelch the anti-Vietnam movement and he had to squelch the Black Power movement. Because back in the 60s, 70s, the people were tired. They were tired of struggling. They were tired of death, that unnecessarily sending their children off to war and all these things. Well, my people, not much has changed. We just had an election. The same two parties, the Democrat and Republican, they don't know anything about peace. They do not know anything about prosperity for the masses because they're beholden to the corporate establishment, Wall Street, Federal Reserve, International Monetary Fund. They run this thing. So you can keep on voting if you want to, but voting is not the answer, people. The answer is to put your family back on the gold standard and start a home-based business. And with this company that we're a part of called FreeBay, you have an opportunity to start a home-based business from the comfort of your home for $0. That's what I said. With unlimited income, you can start a business with $0. What is our business? We just save a lot of gold in small transaction-friendly ways. You can save as little as a tenth of a gram at a time, which is about $8. And if you can't save $8 a week, then I'm sorry, this is probably not for you. Because if you can't save, then you're on the road to financial failure, and you're going to be dependent on the government or somebody else to take care of you when you get to those days where you can't work for money anymore. So we want to teach you how to make money while you sleep, build generational wealth, and help others along the way. And that is just the tip of the iceberg of what we offer. We have the Evo Academy that can teach you entrepreneurial skills, goal settings, everything that you need to be a successful entrepreneur and in life also. And we also have the Crypto Academy to teach you about the new money, the blockchain, cryptocurrency. We got the V999 and the G999, which is the opposite of the 666, if you know what I mean. We got the solution to poverty and crime. For those who are interested, there's a link here. Or get back with the person to share this with you to get more information and register for your free gold savings account. Minimize those tax liabilities, help others along the way, build generational wealth, and plug into a wealth-building system and detach from the matrix. All we offer you is opportunity to get free from the current system of debt, overtaxation, and wage. My name is Kwame Benson. I want to thank you once again for taking the time to listen to what I have to share. Hopefully I share some information that will bring some value to you, that will help you make an informed decision on whether you want to continue to be robbed by saving or going down that rabbit hole of poverty by not saving or losing by saving the wrong thing. Pay yourself first is wealth principle number one. But you want to make sure you're not saving in paper fiber made out of cotton. Be safe, because there's a lot going on out here in this world. We'll be back here once again Wednesday at the same time, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace, power, and love.